Lord, please grant us the grace to leave our lives behind, to embrace your life for us. Amen. We're dealing with a few changes here at the Refuge. The Lord is testing all of us, and he's been kind enough to keep us all intact and to help us work things out. Because I know the enemy wants to break up this community. But the Lord and the Holy Spirit and Jesus, Father God, are holding us together and showing us how to stay together, how to love one another, and how to follow him. So when I came into prayer, the first thing I heard was, not everyone is called to this life, Claire. Only those who love me with all their hearts and are willing to die to themselves that I may live in and through them. They are laid down lovers, sick of their soup, longing for meaning in their lives. Souls who love me that much, such as yourself, I work with over many years to bring them into full cooperation with me. This does not happen overnight. This does not happen without a life and death struggle. In other words, the soul must abandon everything they held onto in this life. Being rich, drugs, self-will, ways of being married or single, confronting wrong ways in their lives and personal relationships, having children or not having children, to live in paradise or live in the slums, to give up their professions and be willing to embrace the work I have for them, or to continue on in their meaningful, to them, professions. All that they are and have been in their past life, all their preferences, friends, and relatives, literally, all must be forsaken to serve me. Do you know how hard that is? I answered him. I said, I know that for me it was really hard, and I still battle with certain things that I really feel must go. He continued, when you succeed, you will move from glory to glory. But the road of a chosen soul is very tough. It's not for everyone. My people, you must make a decision as to whether you are ready to die to yourself or will you defend your self-rights. If you are still fighting, even though you be forgiven, you will still interfere with my best for your life. You have only one life to live. Be heroic in your gifts to me, and I shall prosper your soul beyond your wildest dreams. Enter in through the narrow way, but if you keep eyeing the broad way, you may never get anywhere. You'll be living in a crossroads that leads to nothing but confusion and watching others move on into their lives, wondering where you missed it. And here, I would like to say, we have encountered a few souls who just couldn't let go of their own opinion, their own way of life. They made up their minds that they know what's best for themselves and no one else can direct them. They go through life continually searching for the way that works for them, trying this, trying that, year after year, into their middle-aged life. But do not find it until they die, heart and soul, to the purse of their own opinion, as opposed to following the road laid out for them by God. I should know, I was one of those people until my 33rd year. And that year the Lord said, she's ready for me. And I began the death process. There were times when I made mistakes, but he finally led me to the most wonderful life I could ever lead. Each year brought with it new layers of wants that I had to abandon, only to be filled to the brim with his choicest blessings. How about you? Have you found the life you've always wanted, or have you compromised and turned back over a silly trifle? For me, it was a brand new station wagon for my family. I chose to keep the station wagon rather than sell it and go to Europe and be trained with youth for a mission. Precious and noble souls, you will never regret giving all to follow Jesus. It is the most glorious, satisfying, and challenging life you could ever live, and He equips you constantly to move on to the next level, truly, from glory to glory. Are you sick of your lukewarm life and longing to make a difference in the lives of souls? Are you longing to give the gospel, live the gospels and see miracles, healings, and prisoners being set free? Do you long for a very personal relationship with God, where He actually speaks to you and you know it is Him? A life where He brings about all He promises you. It is possible, but it will cost you everything. There's no sadness greater than knowing God was calling you and you choose to stay put in your comfy life and you missed Him. He had to pass you by. And now you have nothing but gray days ahead of you and the same old thing, and losing that closeness you had with God before He called you to leave the world behind, and you chose not to. I know the feeling. I lived that life for 2 years, until I finally woke up and the Lord extended another invitation. I pray that will not be your fate. I pray that when God calls you higher, you will respond. May our sweet Jesus help us all to desire Him and His will above all else and give us the courage to live it. Amen.